All right, ready to lift.
Lift.
Active duty and reserve medics found a creative solution to providing medical care to patients when dealing with threats from above during Combined Resolve 2607. They took their care underground. The medics used a series of skeds to pull mock patients through concrete tunnels as part of mass casualty training on Hohenfels training area.
Did you guys by chance grab a chuck?
Sergeant Madeline Fajardo, a medic with 1st Battalion, 4th Infantry Regiment, described why the training was important.
Reacting quickly and doing things that are out of the ordinary is important for medics and exercises like this because you never know what you're gonna get hit with. Anything could change at any moment, especially right now with drone warfare being at its highest. You have to be able to adapt to your environment.
Transporting and treating casualties underground presented a series of new challenges for the opposing forces medic team. Captain Mark Crawford explained.
The conditions in a subterranean environment, they're dark, they're wet, damp, dusty. That has a whole nother can of worms that you have to actually address from a medical perspective. As the chief medical officer for this battalion, I want my guys to get used to that type of environment because you never know where you'll deploy to.
Crawford's team paired with medics from 4 Florida Army Reserve medical detachments during the innovative underground mission. Specialist Andres Ramirez with the 349th Medical Detachment said he enjoyed the chance to work with his active duty counterparts.
Active duty personnel, it's really good. They are the ones teaching us how to adapt to this environment.
From Hohenfels Training Area, I'm Command Sergeant Major Ryan Mattson.